Yeah, I did it. I got a CVO Street Glide ST. Hi, I'm Mike, and this is Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, gear, do wrenching videos, and Harley-Davidson news. And today, we're going to be talking about the new 2026 Street Glide ST, CVO model, yes. So, is this clickbait? No, I did get one. Because I grew a set. I've been doing YouTube for 6 years, and I am at 26,000. I don't consider that to be highly successful because of 26,000 subscribers. That's how I measure success. How I measure success is by the comments and the interaction and the feedback I get from my viewers, from how much people appreciate the videos I make, and because of the relationships I have built with other brands, including Harley-Davidson. Now, they flew me to Milwaukee back in December and showed me the new trikes and the CVO Street Glide ST before it was released. And I did videos about that and stuff. And I told you guys, if you watched that video, that I was going to ask Harley-Davidson for an extended demo ride on one of these things, you know, like a week or two, not just, you know, a day or two. And we talked about it when I did the press ride with them in March, and they made it happen. So today, I am going to take delivery of a 2026 Street Glide ST. I've been told it's Electric Coast Blue, and we're going to be making content on it for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I got a huge road trip planned through Northwest Arkansas if the weather holds out, where we're going to hit a bunch of scenic byways. Now, you guys, if you're familiar with the STs, they have track mode and stuff and things like that, and you could take them to the track. We rode the Road Glide ST on the track in Las Vegas when it was first released. I don't really consider this a track bike, you know. I mean, let's be real. These are touring bikes based off the King of the Baggers performance bikes, but they're not, you know, you're not going to keep up with some of the Rice Rockets, Crotch Rockets on the track. And that's fine. I'm not trying to. It's not what I'm here for. It's just not what I want to ride or how I want to ride. But I do like ripping through the twisties in the mountains and the hills of the Ozarks, and I ride pretty aggressive at times. So I'm going to put this bike through the real-world test of riding it on the kind of roads here in the Ozarks that we have and see how this thing handles and performs. Now, this is my 2024 Street Glide that I've had for about 18 months. I've got a Stage 1 kit on it, with the wedge air cleaner, just running tab slip-ons. But I've done quite a bit to it, and I have Ohlins rear suspension. I haven't done anything to the front, but there's my Ohlins Screaming Eagle suspension. And one of the questions that I'm going to be asking myself for the next month is, would I trade this bike in for a CVO Street Glide ST, considering everything I've done to it? Stage 1 dyno tune numbers are about the same as what a stock 121 high output puts out on a dyno. You're going to ask, how do I know that? Well, Doc Harley just took possession of a 2026 CVO Street Glide, or not Street Glide, Road Glide ST, and he did a dyno of it with stock. Got about 110, 130 horsepower and torque. That's what I'm getting now. So I've already got the same performance as that motor has from the factory. And I've done painted inner fairings, and I've done new fenders, and I've done new foot controls that are adjustable. I've done the Stage 3 audio. I've got my LA Chopper bars on there that I really like, the Twin Peaks and stuff. So the new Street Glide has a new fuse-style handlebar that be interesting to see how I like it compared to that. That's another thing I'm really going to be paying attention to in the next month. So I've done crash bars on this, the flat-out style. We've got saddlebag liners. I've got a tour pack from it. I've got this Codlin seat, which I still haven't done a review of. So this seat is made by Mustang, but it's Codlin's design. It's a collaboration. I love this seat. I have done 1,000 miles in a day on this little old narrow seat that I think looks beautiful on this bike. So, you know, the stock seat is going to have to really impress me. And if I hate it after a couple hundred miles, I might be putting my seat on the bike for the rest of the demo period, just because if I'm going to do 1,100 miles in 2 days, I don't want my ass hurting. I'm not going to enjoy the ride and stuff. And I just really like this seat. I know a lot of people think you need a big wide seat for touring, that for some reason this seat works for me. All right, let's quit jacking my jaws and go meet a truck driver to pick up this 2026 CVO Streetlight ST. I'm going to go pick up my buddy Nick. His bike's in my shop. We just rebuilt his front forks. He's going to take it home. So I'm going to pick him up, and he's going to take me to meet the truck driver. And we're going to do some riding this afternoon, too. I don't know if that'll be in this video. We're probably going to do a walk around when we get the bike and stuff. And then I'll do a ride review and the trips and all kinds of Street Glide content. So if you want to know about the new Street Glide ST, make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can see these videos I'm going to be putting out for the next week. All right, let's get on the road. Yeah, so this guy just brought me a present. This is a transport company. Say hi, Ian.
Hey, hey, how are you doing?
And so they brought me a present off this big truck. You want to see what the present is? And there she is, boys and girls. 2026 CVO Street Glide ST in Electric Coast Blue. So let's talk about this bike and the features on it. We'll do a walk around out here because this is a nice sunny area where you can really see that paint. Now, I've seen Electric Coast Blue on a Road Glide, but not on the Street Glide. And so I was really happy when Harley said that that's what they were sending me. Yeah, I like the Inferno Gray. I got to see it at Milwaukee at the Product Development Center early, but not outside. But I've seen it outside since, and I like it. But I was looking at Burst Blue when the 2024s come out because I love blue. So I'm really excited. I got a blue demo bike to share with you guys for the next couple weeks. Of course, if you're familiar with the STs, you know carbon fiber front fender. We got a new red windshield this year. That's a red accent to kind of go along with the red they do on the tank here. Red around the lettering there. Red on the intake. We have red accents down here and on the motor. That's a key signature aspect of the ST models. Of course, little red ST back here where it says CVO, baby. Now, we got carbon fiber exhaust tips, titanium Screaming Eagle exhaust. We have a carbon fiber seat cowl, a solo seat, carbon fiber dash panel, all to go along with that carbon fiber front fender. Our little wings here, we're going to flip them out for wind deflection. There's that stock headlight now. That is kind of a weak point, I think, on these new models. But there are aftermarket headlights out now that really, really improve the lighting for riding at night. Now, of course, this is a center-cooled, liquid-cooled engine. Just the heads are cooled, but it does help a lot. I've been running my 2024 for a year and a half, and I really do notice a difference with the cooling. This is a 121 high-output engine. That means this engine has the Screamin' Eagle 511 cam in it, and these bikes have a lower final drive ratio, so they have more torque offline. And, of course, they're speed limited, so, you know, it's not a deal with the top speed having a lower gear because you can hit the speed limiter in fourth gear. This bike is supposed to be limited at 110 mile an hour. The Road Glide ST is limited, I think, at 120. My 2024 bounces between 106 and 107 when I hit the speed limiter on it. Now, we have 3 inches of travel in the rear suspension. These shocks back here are Showa, but we have remote reservoir shocks with dampening and rebound adjustment. The other adjustments on the bottom of the shock. Inverted front forks with, I think, 4.6 inches of travel in the front. I'm really going to be excited to put some miles on this. I got a large road trip planned for a long weekend. I'm going to do over 1,100 miles on twisty roads if the weather holds out, and we could do the whole trip. We're going to take you on several scenic highways here in the Ozarks. We're going to test what this track motorcycle performs like on the twisty roads. Now, can you guys see that on the wheel down there? It says CVOST in red. We got Brembo brakes radially mounted here, dual front brakes, single in the rear. Man, this thing is beautiful. We got some fast Johnny going on the side. We'll get in the shade and we'll turn on the display and go over the modes and stuff. But this has eight modes total. So you get your normal 3 modes plus track and track plus, which makes 5, and then 3 customizable modes. The Rockford Fosgate audio in here is the stage two from the factory, which is what I've been running for, you know, up until about a month ago. I upgraded to stage three. So stage two will get it done. Stage three is a little better. If you want to know more about the differences between stage two and stage three, I just did a video on that. You can check that out on my channel. All right, guys. So if you have questions about these new S-Team Street Glide models or the Road Glide models, I mean, these bikes are basically the same. The only difference is the fairing. Leave them in the comments down below. If there's things you want to know or would like to see me do a video about while I have this thing, I need to know now so I can plan my content. I'm going to get this video out right away so you guys have time to tell me what you want to see and I can try and record it before I have to return this bike. Unfortunately, I don't get to keep this motorcycle. I do have to return it to Harley-Davidson. I know, I'm sad too. But I really, really appreciate them giving me this opportunity to make content on this bike and share this with you. So this is our first look and our walk around at this bike. And I'm going to get loaded up here, get this thing back to the house. We're going to go for a ride this afternoon. I'm going to start riding it, seeing what I think about the handlebars, everything else, this whole package. I've rode the Road Glide ST in Vegas, but I've not rode Street Glide ST. So these handlebars are going to be a change for me, and we'll see if I like them. If you don't know, the new handlebars are 1.6 inches wider than stock and 2 inches taller. So what else do you want to know about? Of course, it comes with mirrors because it's taller bars. You can't do the mirrors that are inside the fairing and stuff. We'll talk about seat comfort, all those things after I put some miles on this thing. So again, yo, I just want to thank all of you guys also, because Harley-Davidson wouldn't give me an opportunity like this if I didn't have an audience that I could share this with that they think they, you know, would provide value to their customers and stuff. So if you guys watch the videos, it's why they do this. And I really appreciate all of you guys. Now, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.